So if we go on to the top, so there's a meeting tomorrow night, Zoom meeting at 6 o'clock. I'm away tomorrow on the West Coast. I probably won't be back till late. So I'll be looking for a volunteer to maybe sit in on the Zoom meeting. But let's have a discussion first. So ETAP are talking about doing the race on the 19th of September. There's a concern from farmers that's in the harvesting season. The thing they've suggested is that they reverse the direction of the race. So they're still starting in Pitlochry, but they're going to come to Aberfeldy first and then go around the rest of it. So the advantage to Aberfeldy would be that the roads will be open a lot earlier in the morning. So it may well work to our advantage, but it probably doesn't work to other people's advantage.
Yeah, I think I've been involved in some of these discussions with the farmers, Victor, and if they do run it in that fashion, reverse the route, the last cyclist should be through Courchevel and heading up the hill towards Shehalion by the back of 9 o'clock, which the 9 a.m. obviously the farmers were satisfied would not impact on their potential harvesting operations. So I think as far as the Tay Valley is concerned, then the farmers are happy. I think the people in the Tummel, Lochranach Valley are less likely to be happy, because instead of their roads being open by, you know, whatever, mid-morning, they're the ones that might have to suffer the closure from, you know, whatever, 10 o'clock till 2 or thereabouts or whatever. I'm not quite sure what the timescales are. So I think you may have cracked one problem and caused another.
They're complaining on the Rannoch page.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of emails in relation to it. So
yeah, well, on the Facebook Rannoch pages, they were all complaining the day about it and saying, "Oh, I thought, well, it's maybe their turn, you know, to rather than Aberfeldy." All I mean, I tell you that when we had the shop, we'd been as well shut that day because it was so quiet.
And I mean, it's a lot time of businesses.
Maybe they should do year about, you know, make it one way one year and one way the other year, you know.
But it was supposed to be starting in Aberfeldy and everything, and it never happened.
No.
You know, they promised everything and gave us nothing, absolutely nothing.
I think it's certainly a new group, Limelight Sports, that are running it now than the previous company. I forget what they were called, actually, but obviously they haven't been able to run it last year or this year in May, and they're hoping to run it in September and then again back to May from next year onwards. But you're right, a lot of businesses here can't trade very much in the Tay Valley. I mean, on the Sunday, bed and breakfast maybe don't take bookings for the weekend, or Highland Safaris, for instance, perhaps doesn't open, that kind of thing. And obviously, the Rannoch and Tummel people would have the same sort of issues that the other side of the valley have this year if it's run the other way around. So,
Jean, we're pretty clear this is probably a good thing for Aberfeldy.
I do. I think because we were always the brunt of the losing money every year, that I think that that's just fair. I mean, nobody said to do that every year, but every second year it would be fairer. One year not getting the roads open till 3-4 o'clock, and then the next year, like this year, should be 9, half 9.
I'll certainly pass that suggestion on to Limelight, you know, that they might consider that as a year out when they get back to their kind of May dates.
So if you were still running your news agent, Jane, and the roads were clear by 9 o'clock, you would open that day, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about other people? Elaine, what do you think?
Well, I read actually that quite a lot of the cyclists are quite worried about the safety aspect. I think some of the fast slopes the other way around are going to be quite dangerous and narrow. That's just what I've been reading on the site.
The really bad one up at I worked at the ETAP, and there's a really bad one when they're coming down the way, the normal way. Mm. And we actually had Red Cross sitting there because it's a 90 degree turn. Where is that, Andy?
Of course, you feel.
Yeah.
Killing up further up.
Oh, they've done away with that.
Oh, they've done away with that. All right. Well, anyway, there was a really bad, you know, can you, there was loads and loads of bikes coming down at once. And as I say, we had to have Red Cross sitting there because.
And they go the other way.
If somebody came off that then it would be horrific. Then Alistair Bray, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going the other way, that's going to be a killer to climb.
Well, you missed that out.
Yeah.
So we can.
Yeah, no, they've obviously considered the safety aspects of it. They wouldn't be allowed to operate if there was something totally unsafe, but they've considered that, as I understand it. So they think they can run it the other way, and what they would plan to do is stop it short of Pitlochry Main Street, if you like, in terms of finishing the race, so that they don't need to shut Pitlochry Town Centre between, I don't know, whatever that would be, 10 o'clock and 2 or something like that. So, you know, they've gave some consideration to how it could be done, but you can't make an omelette without cracking eggs, and there will be different people this time. If it goes ahead on the September 19th, there would be different people this year who would have to take the pain, if you like, of the roads being closed.
So we can obviously only speak for Aberfeldy, and if that means the town can open up on a day that otherwise wouldn't, then I guess we can only be supportive of the proposal. Other people have to fight their corner for, and the things about safety elsewhere, I mean, that's up to other people to look into these things. So I think we have to, from our perspective, I think we can say fairly clearly that it gives, it's an improvement to Aberfeldy. And we can say that without, you know, bad mouthing anybody else. So there's a Teams meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I'm looking for a volunteer who would be willing to sit in on that.
I can't do it because I've got the kids tomorrow.
I can't do tomorrow night because I've got a staff meeting tomorrow.
Sorry.
So you're up tonight as well, Elaine, yeah?
I can't tomorrow. I'm out.
Are you wanting to give this a go, Val?
Nobody else is going to do it. I'll do it. What do I have to do?
Just like what you're doing now. It's a Zoom meeting.
Are you,
all right, okay.
Are you taking part in this meeting, John?
It's in my diary. Yeah, I've got nothing else planned around about that time, so I should be in it. Yeah.
So the alternative, Val, is just for us to send a message via John that we support the change, and we think it would be a good thing for Aberfeldy.
I mean, I don't think I'll get anything planned tomorrow if you want me to go on, but what, just to say the community council are okay with it? Is that roughly what we have to say?
Yeah. I mean, the bulk of the discussion tomorrow night, I suspect, will be about the Loch Rannoch Tummel Bridge section of it, Val. I would imagine it'd be more kind of listening to what's being said. And if there's a need to comment, fine. But I think it'll be listening to a lot of people from Rannoch and the Tummel Bridge area. About
do you want to do it then? Do you just want to say?
I'll be in it. I can certainly say that I was at the community council meeting and hear with the views of the Aberfeldy Community Council. I don't have any issue.
Well, there's no point in voting. If I'm just going to be sitting there like a tube, there's no point really. If I'm just going to be sitting there listening, you might as well just go and say, yeah, we're all like, yeah, cool.
Okay.
You know, cool.
That's excellent.
Fine. So I think it's pretty clear what our view is. And that means there's no risk of us getting drawn into arguments with anybody else or anything. So
no problem. I can do that.
Thank you, John.
I got a PM from Melanie Bourne this evening, so she's obviously quizzing people. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
On ETAP. Yeah.
On ETAP, yeah.
All right, okay.
So the press are obviously onto this.
Mm.
And I guess if some of us think it's a good thing and some of us think it's a bad thing, then it becomes a story, doesn't it? So but I mean we seem pretty clear from our perspective it's a good thing. So that's all we can say.